Stressful conditions will occur across the Midwest as we go forward through this week due to lack of moisture, warm temperatures, and eventually hot conditions as a ridge of high pressure builds up across the region. This week will likely prove to be the most stressful week of the growing season so far. Soil moisture assessments made yesterday suggested that most of the U.S. Delta, both the north and the west in particular, are suffering from quite a bit of moisture shortage right now, and crop stress should be at a peak. There is also a dryness that has expanded across the western part of the Corn Belt, or I should say the southwestern part of the region. It runs from Kansas and Missouri into parts of Iowa and western sections of Illinois. There's actually some dryness that has evolved here recently as far to the northeast as Wisconsin. We're also seeing net drying conditions occurring across the eastern Midwest, and these areas will need rain too, but they do have a better soil moisture base than some of these other areas I've just mentioned, and the crop stress levels in some of those areas will be a little slower evolving. That doesn't mean that everything's wonderful. It does mean that crop stress is likely to come, but just a little bit later in the week rather than starting right off here initially. The temperature outlook is for warming and cooling both to occur over these next 5 days, and then a more sustained period of warming will occur thereafter. We expect to see the temperatures bounce back and forth, running from 70s and 80s through this first week of the outlook. As we get into the late week, probably portions of Kansas and Missouri will likely see temperatures getting well into the 90s. In fact, I would not be surprised to see some middle and upper 90-degree temperatures to occur for a brief period of time as we finish out this week, probably Thursday and Friday. Another period of summer conditions may occur as we get into Sunday and Monday of next week. There will be other 90-degree temperatures expected over the weekend into early next week as the ridge of high pressure peaks out over the eastern Midwest. The ridge will likely be significant, but only will last for about 3 days, at least as far as being fully developed. Once the ridge starts to break down early next week, we'll see showers and thunderstorms move across the Midwest, and that will likely translate into an improving opportunity for the region. Showers and thunderstorms will increase topsoil moisture and take the heat out of the outlook, and we'll likely see at least a somewhat improved environment for crop development. Be very careful here not to interpret this as an all-clear signal and that we're not going to see any further concerns with Midwest weather. I think that it's just the beginning of the summer season, and we obviously will see some other rounds of dryness occurring as we move further into the month of June. We do not think that there will be another ridge of high pressure across the Midwest for a little while once this system breaks down. The most likely place where ridge development will occur next will be in the plains. The outlook in the northwestern Corn Belt and portions of the northern plains is wetter and somewhat cooler than that in the rest of the Midwest. We'll likely see showers and thunderstorms occur in those areas as we go forward through this week, with Tuesday through Thursday probably wettest, maybe a little bit of rain still occurring Friday. The precipitation will be beneficial, especially since some of that region up there has already received significant rain from the disturbance that passed through those areas over this past weekend and again earlier last week. High temperatures across the region over the near term here will be running mostly in the 70s across a fair amount of the Midwest. We'll likely see the coolest weather take place as we move forward into the day today and tomorrow. Maybe even some upper 60 degree readings will occur in a few areas across the Great Lakes region. But after that, we'll be looking at some 70 and 80 degree readings taking place, and then those 90s will start to show up as we get to the end of the week and likely continue on into a part of the weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.